This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Evan, is it that time again already? Man, the year just flies on by, don't it there, my good friend?
Fly by it does, like a piece of ash,
like a
drifting up into the sky,
poplin, just fluttering little piece of ash. That's beautiful, friend, and it's, of course, I'm referring to the time of the Cowboy TV Christmas special. Well, it's nice to put a Yule log on the old Cowboy TV for a change.
Most of the year, we just got regular, plain old-fashioned logs. But come the holiday season, well, we tend to Yule it up a little bit, don't we, friend?
You're correct. you'll find that I agree with that.
Well said.
And I took a couple runs at it, but it ain't how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you'll get back up.
Oh, nice. Yeah, some people get all competitive about starting a fire, which again is what Cowboy TV is.
You know, I always find it's good to mention that when we refer to Cowboy TV, we're talking about sitting around watching that fire, the flames of Hades himself licking and kissing at the sky and sucking and squeezing on that sky with their little flame arms and mouths.
Yep, nothing more entertaining than Hades himself sending his little flamies to go licky and kissy the sky.
Mm-hmm. And squeeze the sky. And, of course, as you mentioned, sometimes that makes a little piece of ash go flipping poplin and fluttering off. And that's kind of how the year went by, isn't it, Ben?
Mm-hmm. Twinkling and glistening.
Yeah. This Cowboy TV Christmas special, of course, brought to you by pine trees. You ain't gonna get my pine tree, you old bitch.
Okay. Yeah, that's the classic catchphrase.
Stop.
What's up?
This is
pretty good.
I don't want to start at the end, the last. Yeah.
Do you need like a hanky or something? A lot of people get emotional with our Christmas specials, I've been told. Mm.
To me, it was the same. And I do want to, like, I'll get into how there was so little different, like, despite what I was told about how there would be a whole plot and like a lesson and characters and like things happening. To me, it was the exact same. Mm. It was the two cowboys. They were watching the fire. They were talking about how it was TV. Not actually. Okay, so I'll say.
We barely started. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like a difference from other episodes of Cowboy TV, which is even the premise that you were watching TV has mostly gone away. Mm. There was almost no comparing the fire to TV. It was now just like kind of, it was somehow even less.
Less there than before.
In that specific area. That
but particular. I don't want, like, the thing that made me stop is like, what? It's sponsored by pine trees.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, Christmas time, eh?
But the catchphrase is you're.
It's Christmas, eh? You know, you gotta.
It is Christmas.
Someone is trying to get your pine tree.
Yeah, and they're not gonna, you old bitch. The language obviously is not ideal. They're not, you're not talking to like a, if it helps, it's not, you're not talking to a woman.
Okay.
It's not a woman. It's more of like a mischievous scamp That is a guy.
He's clearly a burglar.
Mm.
Okay. And he's like, he's a guy, but he's like a male coyote.
He's a male coyote in a kind of strike.
So it's not a human. It's an animal.
It's a gray area. A gray area because he's on two legs and he has the lower half of his face seems to be human. So he may just be in like a
suit. Got leather gloves.
I was happy to do this again. It was presented to me as like that you had.
Now that I think about it, he's basically human.
Yeah, I'm trying to put together what
you're describing.
Why
we're thinking he was a coyote for this whole time? Because like I'm thinking
well,
about
it. It didn't seem to matter at all.
He's got boots on, gloves,
he's got boots, leather gloves.
But it's lucky human, it did not
skin.
Play into what you were saying at all. It's only for this conversation, so it doesn't. I don't think that really matters.
He's sort of blonde.
You got me excited.
Kind of coyote hair color.
Yeah.
Got me excited to do Cowboy TV again with your prompt about like how much you had learned from doing the first.
Yeah, you helped us like crazy.
That was so helpful, Hayes. I cannot thank you enough.
And how much you had to say. How much you were about like how much more you had to say.
Well, it was
about
Yeah.
Christmas and like sort of a different message than like other Christmas specials are doing something that's a little more like thoughtful and like mature.
It's not commercial. And,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I have to say.
But with care. I mean, I do want to come back to like with plot and like with these characters in a way that we've never seen them before.
But you don't have to come back to it. I was already talking about that.
Okay.
We did find, obviously we didn't necessarily handle the notes perfectly in the moment, but you were accurate in sort of saying more or less, I'll put it in nicer terms than you did, but that it was a little thin what we were working with on Cowboy TV in some of the early episodes and the early seasons even.
And
that we did need to build it out. That turned out to be totally fair, and we needed to add more of an arc and more story, more for the audience to sink their teeth into.
And people loved it. People loved it like that, sure.
Yeah.
But you saved our ass.
Well, I mean, when Dylan went electric, people were furious because everyone had been enjoying him playing, I believe, just a tambourine up until that point.
He was tambourine man. And
that was how people knew him. You forget now, but that was how he was known.
And this is Dylan going electric. Is the Christmas special?
Is the Christmas special of Cowboy TV where we're going to make some bigger statements than we have?
Maybe not everybody's ready for it. You know, and no, I'm
yourself included.
I'm not being a tough guy. I'm not being tough guy right now. Maybe you're not ready for it.
No, I am absolutely ready for something to like challenge me and for something different. Again, to me, it is the same. Okay. And not only that, like, you know, I heard a lot about all the time that you spent in the lab, like taking these characters to new places and coming up with new things for them to do. Listening to this, I don't think you did anything.
Look at my hand from working on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And erasing and rewriting.
Okay. You're holding it in like a writing position. Okay. Now it is. Okay. It looks normal.
Well, it looks normal, but like,
if try you can see the inside of it,
the inside of your hand,
it's tired.
Yeah. If you get some sort of like X-ray goggles, and
literally,
you can see,
if you got X-ray goggles and looked in, what you would see is a man in a long nightshirt and a little sleeping cap. And he's tucking himself in because he's so tired. And
okay, I would be so curious.
If Hayes had X-ray goggles, he'd be running straight to the ladies' locker room.
Okay, and Hayes,
I would just love
to know what you
wrote to come up with that first part, because it did not seem like anything was really prepared. The one line about a Yule log, it seemed like you were really scrambling to figure something out.
I think the sort
in
of
the moment.
I think the kind of raggedy, shambolic, sort of
mysticism.
Homemade feeling of Cowboy TV is part of what draws the audience in. So that's actually a tremendous compliment you've paid me, because that line is designed to feel as if it's practically improvised.
But that was written. You wrote that ahead of time.
Look at my hand.
Say it. Say it again. So you have that written down. Do it again. What was it that you said?
It's never going to be quite the same, you know.
Well, if it's written down, then it could actually be exactly the same.
Yes, but delivery, the sort of shaggy, shambolic, you know, quality. Now,
again.
Okay, so you're not going
to. You ask him to say it again. That's like waking that little old sleeping man up in his sleeping cap and being like, hey, can you walk me through? Yeah. You got to give him time to wake up.
But that was about his hand. He doesn't have to.
Well, it's not just
anything.
My hand, Hayes.
The whole body's connected, man.
Yeah, man. This is part of the story at Cowboy TV is the sort of holistic approach to medicine.
This is part of it.
I don't want to get too far ahead of it and spoil anything.
No, okay.
You know.
Then fine. Then if you have, it sounds like you do have a plan. So let's continue. You were in the ad for pine trees.
Mm-hmm. And they keep your hands off them there pine trees. You go coyote, old bitch man.
You old bitch coyote. And you're a fella.
Yeah, sure are. So please do pick up pine trees and do not let the gentleman coyote send your old bitch. Take it away.
I like that smell. Ooh, brother, do I like that smell.
And how. And brought to you as well by Stars. Come to the Stars. They're huge.
I came for the Stars, and I'm sticking around for the Constellations.
And you'll... sure are. So... Yeah.
You know, I gotta say something, friend. There's something like real shaggy and, I don't know, symbolic about some of the phrases you've been throwing at me. Kind of makes me think.
Boy, oh boy, yeah. Well, I take that as a compliment. And right back at you as well, yo.
These are the kind of sayings that, well, maybe they just... fly right over your head like, and then at 2 a.m, you wake up in a flash and you say, hey, there was something there.
Boy, howdy. And, you know, the human body, the hand and the rest of it, is all sort of, on Christmas time especially, it's all the same fucking thing.
Yo, you better believe it, brother. And I get so sleepy inside like that I won't let anybody come near me with any sort of vaccination or any sort of shot and some science whiz kids came up with. No, thank you.
These eggheads over here who don't understand that, you know, from cradle to the grave, the big man has a design on you, and he's made your hand out of the same damn stuff that he made your head, face, and eyes out of.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff, star stuff.
And at Christmas time, we're reminded of that.
Wait, did we already watch this one?
Hey, this is a repeat of Cowboy TV. Well, it must be, it's the Christmas special is what it is. And so, yeah, of course, we watch it every year around this time.
You're right, as always.
I just want to express, I'm experiencing kind of an unexpected thing. Which
you moved a little bit?
Getting emotional.
The relief that I felt when you started doing the TV thing again.
Yeah.
You really brought me to a place where, like, that had become, because of what it was replaced with, that was something that I really missed. And I'm happy.
Man. Thank you. Yeah.
To get back to that, because that's really nice. Almost all of it was clearly just a reference to things that we had just been talking about.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It's not content that.
It's funny because I said I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Hear our conversation would
right. And that's why we were trying to say.
I just don't think that's a coincidence.
No, we were like, hey, we're really stepping on some of the stuff we're about to do in the script. But
don't twist it, because I thought you were going to be eating fucking crow, to be honest with you. Like, I was like, oh, hey, is you sure you want to commit to this? Because, like, in 5 minutes from now, you're going to be really feeling like a fucking dumb shit.
I don't think that's what happened. Like, I don't think that you had written stuff about how the hand is connected to the rest of the body.
Absolutely. No, that came from my real life. My hand's tired from writing on the whiteboard. And we just put it into the character.
Yeah, and we showed the math on that one. Real. That one's from the lab to the fucking show.
And then... The one thing that wasn't really connected was the ad for Stars, where Sean said, come to the Stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Bang said, come for the Stars.
He said, I came for the Stars.
I came for the Stars and stayed for the Constellations, which seemed to be like he didn't hear exactly what you had said the first time. And like to me, that's not what happens with a pre-written script.
Right. No, it is by design. I mean, it should feel conversational and sometimes like we are missing each other, and because this is.
But he's also telling the viewers to come to the Stars.
Some of this is we've tape recorded, you know, conversations. We just get out in the streets and we just like kind of like rattle people's cages and see what
we'll
their
get in their
exchanges
face
are.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
we'll get in their face. We'll follow them.
Conversation. Yeah.
That section, I believe, was. Overheard.
You went out and talked to people and you overheard two people doing an ad for Stars.
And we'll do man on the street stuff, and we'll find people doing ads and we'll chase them down, we'll pin them down, we'll get their like the random things that they're saying, and
that was one of those things. Get their wallet.
Yeah, we'll steal their stuff.
Fence
it.
I don't know if there's anything to go back to, like, it's like to continue that you wanted to do this like so desperately, and now you both seem so tired of it.
Oh wow, I could not disagree. I mean, we're tired in the story. We're tired of the, you know, from the work we put in.
Yeah.
But the show itself is exhilarating. Like, that's what keeps me going.
Yeah. So do you think people have a baby and they're like, I'm tired, let's throw the baby away?
Well, I mean, I think there's like some
that's
evidence.
It. That was not a yes or no for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm focusing on. No, okay. Wow. No, I'll answer that. I'll answer that. I'm happy to answer that. No, I don't think that people say I'm tired.
Phew.
Let's throw the
So you
want to
tell women how to control their bodies?
What?
So you're just saying you're making choices for people what they should be doing with their bodies?
No. First of all, it's not.
And before you accuse him of changing the subject, I mean, before you even accuse
this is you were
my
just
friend of changing the subject,
talking about vaccinations.
Why don't you take a long, hard look in the mirror? Yeah, well, these cow folk are a different people. You know, they have a different set of values, and
so
they were raised often on the range.
It seemed like very shoehorned in the vaccination idea. It was like
I don't even remember it.
Okay, well,
because sometimes it just gets rolling, and
when you're really in the moment, you just sort of like are channeling.
Okay,
something
you had
almost.
Been talking about like because you were tired, you weren't like gonna get vaccinated. You weren't gonna let someone vaccinate you or something like that. It just like it didn't seem to connect naturally.
Is that what the character said?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it must be coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff doesn't just get invented from thin air.
How do you work with Brett also? Like what is the process behind the music is fine.
Brett's invaluable.
Okay. So you talk to Brett ahead of time and like
right. And as you know, Brett wasn't there at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for that.
No, dude. We're sorry. Yeah. It was, you know, all families have their issues.
I just needed a little space.
Yeah.
And sounds like it.
We were ready to give you that space.
And I don't like I don't have to hear about Brett's family issue from just feels like you're getting closer and closer to talking about what it actually is, and I absolutely do not need to hear about it.
Okay.
And my question was really just how do you work with Brett?
How could you
to
not?
Come up with like what kind of music he's going
I guess with? I'd answer your question with another question. How could you not? When you find yeah. someone like Brett, you know?
I meant like the process. What's the process for?
Yeah.
And my question to that would be, how can you even describe the process?
Right.
You have to trust it. You trust the process.
You ever hear the expression, Hayes, how the sausage gets made?
Yeah.
Nobody really knows, right? But we're eating
I don't
it.
Think that's what but that we're eating the phrase stuff. I don't think that's what it refers to at all. I think it's
the mystery of means, the sausage.
Can I ask you about another
expression?
I don't expression?
Think that indicates something that nobody knows what it is. It's like once you find out, it's like a nastier process than you wanted to know, and you like lose your appetite.
I ask you about another
means, like,
expression?
People don't know what it like how it happened. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So this is another expression I'm curious whether you have heard.
Okay.
If you run into an asshole in the morning, you ran into an asshole. If you run into assholes all day, you're the asshole.
Okay. I've never heard that.
I've heard and that I one. Say, I haven't heard the sausage one.
If that's directed at me, I will say this is not an experience I have all day long or really within any other interaction.
I've never not had this. When we have done Cowboy TV, I have never not had some version of this conversation.
No, I know absolutely. So, when we do this, it's always like this. I admit that.
Of course, the first few times I thought it was on me. But now that we have done so much work on the product and it is basically ironclad, unassailable, like a watertight story with... You know, it's Joseph
Campbell.
Characters
people love.
It's
Joseph
stories
Campbell. That keep people on the edge of their seat. A rabid fan base. I want my Cowboy TV broke the fucking internet.
It was. And that is part of what has like brought me back to this over and over again, is I am like continually shocked at how much people do seem to love Cowboy TV, and they say hashtag I want my Cowboy TV, and it is mm-hmm. like number one trending every time mm-hmm. we do this. And I hope that has something to do with my contributions. I mean, like I am clearly the content is influenced by the things that I'm.
Well, look, we can adjust a little bit. I do want to get back to the story. Is there something Great. In particular you'd like to hear that we can maybe try to incorporate on the fly? I mean, it's sort of
yeah. Absolutely. I would like to hear sort of
right
what was
now.
Promised to me, which is the Cowboy TV characters having an experience of any kind.
Yeah.
Like them, Great. Like engaging in, like, doesn't have to be
I
like
think
a,
you're gonna
a
be
whole
really
adventure,
happy.
But like some kind of narrative.
I think experience. You're going to be really happy.
Great. Okay. Let's continue.
Hot by the Cowboy TV, huh?
Hot as hell. Man.
It's damn hot. Now, are we too close to it?
Yeah. I think I can feel the leather of my boots starting to shrivel up a little bit.
That ain't good. Let's nope. shuffle on back a little bit.
Yeah. Let's move away. All right, now I'm too damn cold.
Okay, and I would
move back too far.
Literally stole the words from my mouth. We moved back too far. I'm freezing back here.
Oh, Lordy. The back of my shirt feels like it's made of icicles.
I can see my breath. It's clear as the smoke coming from the Cowboy TV.
Yeah, that's too much. Should we maybe move up a little bit?
Let's split the difference. Let's you and me split the damn difference. And go in between where we started and how far we backed up.
Consider the difference split, my friend. Ooh, toasty.
Oh, boy, this is just right. Maybe a little too hot. I'm going to take a half a step back.
Yeah. And what? God dang it.
You know,
I'm too damn cold.
You know what I think it might be? it may be a matter of there's no one spot where you can stay the whole night. You're going to want to move back and forth a bit. And maybe where the wind is matters.
Yeah, I'm getting a face full of smoke. My eyes are watering.
The wind might be part of it. I'm moving over to this side.
The wind plays a factor.
Ooh, this reminds me of my first Christmas on the range.
Yeah. What a time. The holidays.
Ooh. And this is brought to you, of course, by Styx.
Styx, break them, snap them, toss them around.
And, as always, marshmallows.
Okay. Sometimes it seems like you want to be stopped, so that is part of what I'm responding to by coming in here.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
I was like, I didn't dislike
the story.
It was something. Like, you know, something was happening. The characters moved, I think, for the first time ever in the history of this
Quite
project.
A few times, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were almost in constant movement.
I did, you know, still miss. You still do call the fire cowboy TV, but there are no more TV metaphors, I'm noticing. And it seemed like there were opportunities there to say, like, oh, like, this action show is getting too intense. And, like, I'm getting, like, you know, it's making me too hot. I better back up. And, like, oh, now I'm watching, like, an ice cold drama or something. Like, I don't know. Like, that's bad. Don't, like, not that necessarily.
Okay.
But, like, okay. That's the kind of stuff that that's pretty good.
I would do that.
These are good notes.
These are the wind that. Is like the antenna or like the, you know, it's like interfering with the reception.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
You know, like that kind of stuff is like TV stuff.
That's actually really good.
That's fucking.
Instead, it was just.
Are you getting all? Did you get it?
I'm putting it in the script right now. Holy shit.
That's all. I mean, that may be. I hate to admit it, like that may be what was missing. Like it did feel a little bit light in some spots.
There were a couple moments where I thought we were losing it a little bit, and I don't know if it was because we were moving around so much and we weren't ready for the physical part of it.
Yeah. Well, and we don't have you know, the Christmas special is the first time that we're working without the books as like a framework.
Yeah, so this is us. So we don't have all the IP that we've been pulling from.
What books?
Cowboy TV, books? The book.
Yes. No, Cowboy TV, obviously.
Is it one book or is it
it's a series of books.
Series of books. They're Cowboy all pretty TV, short. The yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all very short.
And the book is about two cowboys that look at a fire and they
Yeah, all the books are about that.
Yeah, they're a series of one panel, like sort of Far Side style comics.
Okay.
About, you know, two cowboys sitting around a fire and some of their kind of musings on the cowboy TV, life, the size of stars, you know, stuff like this.
Okay. So then it would make a little more sense that you were without this original source material.
Well, that's why my hand's so tired.
Directly referenced to like things that I. Notes that I was giving in conversations separate from.
Yeah. It's taken a toll on us physically having to do the work of crafting brand new stories, you know, getting the right, like having the original
and servicing
author
the
okay.
Fan base. Yeah. I mean, there's people have an expectation and to say, like, okay, I'm taking over this beloved set of characters and these stories that have become part of the fabric of America.
I do want so Brad at one point did pick up the pace of his guitar playing.
Yeah, that threw me as well.
Yeah, because the action did not change. The pace of the action did not change at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like, oh, now maybe they're like going to like move back and forth faster. But if anything, things sort of slowed down a little bit after he did that. So was that like a miscommunication, like something that you had talked about that was mistimed or like what, like this is the kind of process that I meant. And I don't know if that has anything to do with like Brett's personal thing, which again, I don't have to hear any details about, but.
Well, when you've played the same lick for, you know, 32 measures or so, you need to pick up the pace. It felt like it was time.
Listen, every family has its issues.
Always. You're always going to have that.
It's just part of having, it's part of being close to people. These things are going to come up. Yeah. Okay. Brett's going to fucking out of nowhere just play some fast shit and like whatever. Mm-hmm. If that helps him get there, then I want to support that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have his back.
I'm not going to sit here and chew Brett's ass out for throwing off the pace and, you know.
I can't play what people want me to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not wired that way. I got to play what comes, it's inspiration based.
Okay. I mean, this is really slowing down again, even like the conversational part.
I'll say.
Yeah. And so I, rather than do more Cowboy TV stuff today, I want, if we like look ahead to the next installation, if there's like, with the new year, like a new like process.
There's some of that in there, actually.
There's new year stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, let me skip ahead. I was just saying that we.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but wrinkly old man just ran by with a banner from last year around his wrinkly old chest.
Well, I surely did see it, and it reminds me of something. This episode of Cowboy TV is brought to you by Tumbleweeds. Well, they go up tumbling by just you go ahead and let them.
Don't stop them. Don't get in their way.
Mm-mm. You get your ass tumbled over. And like getting eaten by the ball of critters in Critters 2.
Now, I know a guy who got eaten by a ball of critters. He had the most beautiful kids. They are sad every day when that movie comes on. Oof.
Well, that's got me now thinking about my New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made my list too.
What's up?
Just say,
we can keep going.
What's up?
Well, you just said you were thinking about your New Year's resolutions, and then you didn't say any of
them.
Yeah,
he didn't have any.
Yeah, if you say them, they don't come true.
Yeah. He was thinking about it.
So we do have to stop. I do want to say it was smart to just say that the man went running by with the, I think you might have called it a banner or like the sash that that you just said it says last year on it.
Yeah.
Because that then you can use it for any successive New Year's. You don't have to like record it again.
Don't and keep
you
know,
I'm
them,
expecting
though.
It's like, oh, it's the old, it says 2020 last year.
If the process is anything like this, we're not going to be making any more.
No. I mean, it depends on.
Are you threatening? What is that? Are you making a threat?
No, I'm.
This is like your thing.
How
this
I
is
feel,
like your project that you're like very enthusiastic.
But you're part owner.
Okay, I don't remember. Like maybe we talked about that at some point.
You're like the Magic Johnson of this.
Okay, I don't remember.
Okay. That. And yeah, like when things are going great, I notice you're fucking tall ass standing up waving at everybody and taking all the credit. And then when we hit a rough patch, okay, and I'm willing to say, yeah, we hit a couple rough patches today. You can't fucking bail out and be like, I'm not a partial owner.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Magic Johnson, when the team is doing well, you're saying he stands up and waves at everyone?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But then he wants to...
When they're losing, he's the fucking first guy on the freeway, man.
Fair weather foul, it's fair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have to stop. Once again, if people would like to see more Cowboy TV, please post hashtag I want my Cowboy TV on all platforms. This is how we know if this is working and like whether or not to continue this. I cannot tell you what a difference it makes to various.
Wait, you're
like,
stopping us?
Yes, we're well over the normal episode time.
Am I wrong? I thought this was a full length. This
Are
is
you
our
fucking kidding me. This is a full episode.
No, this is main feed. We have the full hour. I mean, we knew because it was the Christmas special. We said episode. We were going to need to do the entire
thing. So I smell a rat. And I feel like somebody tried to do a
Wait a minute. Have people heard, like people that listen to the main feed, have they ever heard Cowboy TV before?
Yeah.
They have? They like it?
Yeah, Cowboy TV fucking got so
Kevin,
big.
Kevin, you just say something. Don't just nod. Like, you always talk on the show, and now you just nod.
We released the pilot, and people lost their damn minds.
Thank you.
We released it on the main
Thank
feed.
You.
I want my Cowboy TV hashtag to end all hashtags.
Okay.
So I guess we're at intermission.
So we have a lot of time left. And so I think this is a great opportunity to set something up. Have you ever considered adding
Have you ever considered, right? It sounds like a Foxworthy setup.
Yeah, okay. I like this.
Have you ever considered?
That's not what I'm interested. I'm not.
You might be Cowboy TV.
Might be Cowboy TV. Wow.
That's pretty good, man.
This could be really.
I don't want to take credit for that. That's not what I was. That's not what I was suggesting.
Really
that's not what
good.
I was suggesting at all. The bringing in someone like Kevin, some kind of like new fresh voice, just because Kevin is here, to be like a new character who's meeting the Cowboy TV guys for the first time, and like there's some kind of conflict. Maybe
well,
he's
I
like,
could do a different voice.
Okay, well,
yeah, let's do that. That's a good idea.
Okay, so not Kevin, but mm-hmm. you are willing to do a different voice representing yeah. a new character. So this is like big, like. Like in Cowboy TV,
I don't know if I said it'd be a new character.
He's gonna do a different voice,
voice for the same thing you've been doing.
Yeah.
So no on the answer to introducing a new character is no, but you are. I have never really had that much of an issue with
the characters.
With the voice.
Could have fooled me.
No, well, the voice specifically, I've never mentioned like that the voices are bad. They're okay. not like amazing. I've never like thought they were amazing, but like they're they're not. Yeah. I don't have a problem with the voice.
He's a tough boss, folks.
Yeah. This is what it's like. Next. Not going to hold your hand.
So I just... You want to continue now, but you will not be introducing any new characters
the
to what
kid gloves
What do you
are
want
off.
Kevin to do? I mean, he could be like a cactus or something that we see, but I don't know what that would sound like.
I was thinking like another, it could, like the most basic
cactus.
Version is another cowboy.
I don't want to
who
be
has,
magic.
Who has like yeah. a mysterious story. Maybe he's like on the run
the
from
the mysterious somebody. Cactus.
And he saw the fire, and like he needs something to eat. He's hungry. He's been like riding the rain for days.
I think I know what you. I think I know exactly what you want.
Okay, great.
I think this is going to be good.
Okay.
Ooh. Ha, ba, 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 ba.
Ah. Ooh. Well, what are you getting your cows for Christmas?
Oh, man, it's so hard to pick out. Hey, by the way, friend, I like the sound of your voice.
Well, that's awful nice of yours. I just love getting a compliment on my old voice there. You know what I'm thinking of getting my cows for Christmas?
What? What's that, friend? It's hard. They got everything in the world.
They've got everything they need. You got to get them something that they wouldn't get for themselves.
True.
But that they're gonna use. And for me, more often than not, what that means is a magic cactus.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad idea. My cows would never get a magic cactus on their own.
Well, if you're getting a magic cactus for your cows, you might be a Cowboy TV. Hey, this action show's getting too hot. Let me back up.
Ooh, bird. It's ice cold in this drama.
Oh, no. Let me take another step in.
Ooh, wind's affecting like the antenna here or something fierce.
Getting it moving. Yeah, sure. I agree with you. Well, let's bring the damn magic cactus in. I got it here in my knapsack.
Well, hello, friends.
This isn't the one I bought.
They'll trick you like that.
We tricked you, son of a bitch.
Oh, damn, and his mouthy, too.
This is better? I mean, this is better for you, Hayes? Like, what?
No, I don't like this. I don't like it. I didn't suggest it.
Okay.
It's exactly what you suggested.
It sounded like Kevin.
It's right, Brett. I mean,
it's exactly what you said.
Louder for the people in the back. I mean, it's exactly
not what I said at all.
That's it. That's the tweet.
No, it is not. That's not the tweet.
That's the tweet, man.
That's the tweet.
No, it isn't.
Oh, fuck, I don't know who needs to hear this. That's exactly what you said.
I suggested that Kevin be another cowboy, a mysterious cowboy. I did not bring up the idea of a cactus at all.
No, you said he should be a cactus.
No, I did not.
Yes.
No.
Then you said magic, and then they said no.
Yes, which I did not want to do, but I'm trying to be a little more collaborative.
Kevin's signing voice, it sounded like he was just taking, not that Sean's old voice was that different from the new voice, but it sounded like Kevin was just doing Sean's old voice that he left. The cactus thing, it reminds me of that movie, Crystal Fairy.
Here we go, Mr. Movie.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot
every
about
reference.
Movies.
Yeah, Mr.
Movie. And I think it's good to like have someone involved.
Crystal
who, like,
Fairy
knows.
Reference.
Get to unspool his references.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did anyone hear the thunderstorm? Did I not have that? Was the rain not loud enough? Pretty magical that the thunder and the fire were happening at the same time.
The fire sounded like it was louder. I didn't pick up that.
That was actually an issue I had because you were supposed to be mysterious, not magical.
Right. I may have pooched the intro. I'm keeping so many damn things in my head at this point. It's like
the stuff. I did think the action.
Oh, your shit you liked.
He likes his part.
I was just saying, I thought it was.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, that's a shock. Hey, he likes his idea.
Well, when I first mentioned it, I was like, maybe like this isn't the thing. But I did think
that it worked.
Yes, I thought it worked.
I agree.
I fucking loved it.
I agree.
So the magic really good. Like, getting the cows out for Christmas, are we going to see you giving the gift to the cat? Like,
not if it's going like this. I agree that
was not like the introduction of.
You agree that the direction you steered us in was actually counterproductive.
That's not what I'm saying. I did not suggest this, and I really don't like it.
Brother.
I did suggest involving Kevin in some way, and I thought.
Yeah, and that's the tweet.
I think it might have worked better in the way that I had outlined it and not the cactus, but I have no way of knowing and based on
okay,
how
this,
the
cactus.
He okay, doesn't folks, we owe did you it. Anything.
This site has finally proved what it's worth. This.
Hollywood Handbook. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well,
I don't have to keep doing this at all. If you want to just do Cowboy TV all the way through to the end, I always feel like I'm helping a little bit by stopping things down and like giving
by
you a doom rest.
Scrolling this hell site.
What do you want to do? What do you like? I'm here. We can do whatever you want. We can keep saying this stuff. Or
no, I don't. I'm done saying it.
Okay.
Let's do Cowboy TV and then just stop us again.
Should we do a cast reunion?
That's a great idea, Kevin. I would love to have like a reunion from the first episode of Cowboy TV when it feels like we were fucking children.
We were little babies when we made that show. We didn't know anything. God, we had no idea what we were getting into.
Yeah, we could maybe recapture the little bit of the magic and kind of maybe work out some stuff.
When we did that first episode, you know, I almost cringe when I watch it now, but there's something there that people connected to.
Mm-hmm. And there was magic. It's undeniable.
Yeah.
And Brett, if you want to chime in at any point to like kind of
before money kind of tore us apart. For that it second did. One.
The success of the first one led to some issues and fucking Hayes doesn't
want
to.
That's why we had contracts in place.
What happened for the second one? I thought you said it was a family issue.
Well, yeah, we're a family.
Yeah.
That was, you said Brett
this is like
a
family
issue. You were talking about a contract dispute with the two of you.
Because we're
a family. No dispute. I mean, a contract's a contract. You sign it and that's that.
Right. And if you signed a shitty deal, that's kind of on you. But the, all families have their issues.
And by the way, I'm not agreeing that it was shitty.
Yeah. Those were his words. I thought it was fucking very attractive.
It was commensurate with your contributions at the time.
I have no context for it. If I'm supposed to be talking, like, I was not involved in this conversation at all. And,
have you heard blood is thicker than water?
Yes.
It involved blood.
Call me old-fashioned, but I think all contracts should be written in blood.
Well, here's the deal. So basically, Ben and I were each sort of equal financial participants. In success, Brett was to be awarded all of my True Blood DVDs, which were pristine.
Yeah.
Had not been opened. I've never seen the show.
You had one bottle of True Blood.
Yeah,
brand.
I had the actual drink.
Yeah, the drink.
The drink from the show.
What was the drink?
It's like blood drink. It was like a promotional tie-in thing.
Yeah.
Which we should try to do something like that with Cowboy TV where we're either selling like
Sticks or
just a fire. Maybe like a fire in a case.
I would buy a stick.
That's a good idea. Fuck, we should have done
nothing,
that.
Hayes?
I never know when
it's
I...
Like
so
totally
is,
the...
is this the reunion conversation? I don't know if... Has that started?
Well, Kevin? I would like, we should probably go to set to have the reunion to bring back all the memories.
I'd prefer that. Yeah.
Okay. So in front of the set, okay, is the fire. Okay.
Wow, the young fire.
Hey, it's me.
And me.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. This is crazy.
This is the spot, huh?
Where it all right went here. Down.
Right here.
Oh, it's really coming down.
Yeah.
That's applause.
That was... Applause.
People are loving it. It's really coming down with applause. You better take your umbrellas
coming
out.
Down. Applause is coming down from all the way up in the rafters, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes I call rain applause.
Don't we all?
Yeah, oh, man. It's weird growing up by fire.
I remember standing in this same darn spot, and the static was giving us frizzy reception, and we had to add another battery to the remote. A Yule log, that is. You remember anything from that day?
Oh, yeah, when there was no power. All we had was a little wind to blow on the cords of the cowboy TV to get it jump charged again.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a crazy ass day.
Yeah, I remember watching it. It must have been sweeps week because the
really coming down now.
Flames of Hades were just a licking and kissing and hugging on that night sky.
Oh, man. My nose is running.
Yeah, well,
too much smog in my face.
Check and see my nose there, and it's also running. Boy, it must have been just about here that you turned to me for the first time, and maybe I turned to you, I don't remember which, and said, boy, I'm hot.
Yeah. Oh, man, I remember that. Back on the holiday special.
Yeah. And that spot right back there, too, is where we moved to and got cold.
It was too icy, that drama.
Yeah, not to mention the family drama we had with our collaborator, Britt.
Uh-huh. Not too happy about those True Blood DVDs.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And he drank the damn collectible drink we gave him.
Why the heck would he do that? It ruins the value.
Why is this the characters?
What do you mean?
Why are the characters doing this? It's like a reunion show, like of the show, and you're like talking about doing the first episode, but like why you never have the characters in the show do that. It's like the performers. It's like
I get what you mean.
Bang and Sean.
Yeah. I get what you mean. We could do the exact same conversation with our normal voice.
I don't think we need to do it again.
Okay.
And also, I mean, I don't know why then Bang and Sean would be talking as if like the fire were real and all like would be saying the same things. I would hope that they wouldn't.
We'd have a little distance from it for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that we've had time to reflect.
It was sort of brought home to me also in the beginning when you said, hey, it's me and me in the two different voices, how similar they really do sound.
Well, every artist has a fingerprint.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of a signature in there.
Well, you look at Goldie Hawn.
This.
You know, a lot of people think the Superman theme and the Star Wars theme sound a little bit alike.
I was sort of like they're hoping different. This extra time would like, we did, you know, we did the reunion show, but like, I don't know if we really made the use of but now we are pretty close to like a normal
length episode
for a main feed episode. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we didn't really get through the holiday story because you sort of derailed.
Okay. It did, and it has become a holiday. I have no problem with that, but you were talking about it as a Christmas special, and now you have started referring to it as the holiday special. I don't know if
that that's part of what happens to the Cowboys. Like, they sort of realize that it's a little reductive to say Christmas, and that they'd rather celebrate.
What makes them realize that? So, like, rather than just like hearing
they get visited by a
spirit,
by a god.
Okay, that's like a big...
Like an ancient god.
That's like a big thing to...
Yeah, I don't know if it's like an Aztec god or like what...
Doesn't say.
Its exact lineage is.
What doesn't say?
The god they meet. Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely doesn't seem Judeo-Christian in any sense.
And that happens now? Like where we are in the episode, basically,
we were quite a ways off from it, actually.
Okay, then
should we skip ahead to it?
Let's skip ahead to it.
Yes, let's skip ahead to that. That would be great, and then this will be a great way to end. Okay, go ahead.
This will be great. Okay, have your hankies out.
It's You've been sad. Warned.
Oh damn it! He cut me good. I'm bleeding. I'm stuck like a pig.
Don't you die on me, you son of a bitch. Don't you die.
Ain't gonna be up to me. Oh, I'm coming home, mama.
Oh, you're getting cold. I gotta bring you closer to the Cowboy TV.
Oh, this is a lot of action in here.
Oh, you're burning up.
Okay. Get me to the cold drama.
Damn that evil spirit who showed up from whatever.
It happened already? That's who cut you?
Yeah.
Well, you said skip ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't know you wanted like his appearance. I thought we were skipping to kind of the end.
After?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was drama 101. I don't know. You guys would know better than me. I thought you always like
start in the middle.
It's more interesting after.
It's not the middle.
It's like Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm.
Start in the
middle.
Would
you rather? Do you want to go to like right before his entrance?
No, I just wanted to. I guess I wanted to hear that scene. The after part was much more interesting than what we've gotten in the past. So I don't want to
Well, that's why I thought you'd like it, because if you had heard the part with the spirit, it's like it's fake. We're pretending.
But the rest of it is real.
What I'm saying is bullshit, what you just heard, dude. The whole like I'm dying and stuff, that's fake.
Okay, yeah.
It's fucking bullshit, dude. I know gods and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I know it's fake.
It's not a documentary, dude.
I know that. I know that it's not real. We've been talking
everything
about
everything on this hell side is fake.
We've been talking about how it's a show the whole time. Like, obviously, I know it's not.
We were, yes. You.
I was, too.
At some point, lost.
I did not. I knew it was fake the entire time.
It's okay to admit that you just got sucked in and you just
We
started.
Admitted that the, like, action drama hot
for the first
stuff
time ever
was good.
That I was, like, kind of enjoying it and that something more interesting was happening. That does not mean I thought it was real.
Okay, I just don't really know what you were
watching.
Enjoying.
You on a Zoom. I did not think that there was like a real thing happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what you thought you were enjoying. If you think it was, or if you know it was fake, which it was.
Okay. I mean, great. Like the one time that I'm like sort of on board with what's happening at Cowboy TV, I get made fun of for.
For thinking so there's like a real like god that shows up that I don't know, you want to worship or whatever.
So stupid.
Also, if you thought it was real, then like what you were enjoying was that I was dying, which is like
fuck.
I did not think it was real.
Point
but
taken.
I didn't think it was real.
to say how you really feel.
I am.
That's the tweet.
Retweet, retweet.
Quote, retweet.
Can't
this.
Do it twice.
Should we do a like talking Cowboy TV
wrap-up
show?
It's over. That's been done a million times.
Yeah.
Not like this. Not like this.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was quite an episode. An old Haze man sure got fooled by the what went down.
Who are you? Which voice is this?
Hey,
you gave a shit about using fake voices. Now we're using a real voice.
That wasn't that show. Real. It was like in
you
between.
Didn't want it to be the character.
Uh-huh. What an episode, Cowboy TV. Ooh, baby. Really needs you guessing.
I'd like to borrow the memoir title of a good friend of mine, Mr. Billy Crystal, and say we're still fooling him. And we fooled Hayes into thinking that there was really a god stabbing one of the cowboys there on Christmas slash Christmas New Year's.
Voices, the cadence is the same as the character, but the accent is gone. I just don't understand who this is.
And it's am I the only one who's crazy for next season and what's gonna happen?
No, sir, you are not.
Good.
Hashtag I want my cowboy TV. Okay. That's the tweet.
Sing it, Kevin.
Sing it, Kevin.
I'm Michael Jackson and I love cowboy TV. I'm listening to Sean and Bang Rajman. Hee hee. Thank you. Moonwalk, moonwalk.
That's right. Cowboy TV got Michael Jackson himself. King of Pop.
Cowboy Teehee.
The original Space Cowboy.
If people want to hear more Cowboy TV, please post hashtag I want my Cowboy TV on all platforms. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.